Hello, Punky Lamb.
What are these tickets for then?
Well, Belle, I'm treating you to a bit of live comedy.
Where?
Here. Peggy McGuinness. No, never heard of him, son.
Yes, you have. That bloke from Max and Paddy.
Or that brother with the two northerners. Oh, is he the big fat funny one?
No, it's the other one.
Oh, typical, that, ain't it?
Don't worry. Come on, you'll enjoy it.
You sure?
Come on, you'll love it.
Right, where is the car, Z? Because I need a gypsy.
Hey, old cockle, up the end, let the dog see the board. Call out, is it?
Hmm.
Looking forward to the show?
Not really, no. This geezer's supposed to be funny, is he?
Funny? Have you ever seen that Max and Paddy?
Don't know where we're going, got.
Yeah, but he ain't the fat funny one, is he?
No, he's not, no.
You see, the problem with northern comedians is all they want to waffle on about is coaling, sharing bars and stuff like that. As Cockneys, you see, we like our comedians to be a little bit more sophisticated, you know, like your Jim Davidson. You see, we don't need to work at it. Comes naturally to us, you see. I have fallen off the bar stools down at Wheatsheep in Perivale. A lot of people in there said, Barry Bradford, you could have been a stand-up.
Yeah, well, it's all right in front of your mates and the boozer, but you want to try doing it in front of 2,000 people, me old son.
Shut up! I tell you what, I'd have a meeting out of the palm of my hand.
We'll see you about that. I'll see you later.
No monkey.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome on stage Mr. Paddy McGuinness!
Oh my days. It's him!